crowd of more than 18,000 on hand on Sunday as the Eagles held their first open practice at Lincoln Financial Field. And we were there, and we're going to talk about it right here on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider, along with Chris McPherson. Fun times in South Philadelphia on Sunday as the weather cleared and the Eagles had their first of two public practices. And a good time, a crisp practice, and the crowd really, really enjoyed it.
The football gods shined on Philadelphia on Sunday afternoon, allowing the Eagles to get this practice in. It was great because on Saturday, we were talking about the connection to the past with the organization by bringing back Brian Dawkins. It was a kids run the show day at the NovaCare, or at Lincoln Financial Field, I should say. And with that in mind, it really gave the kids a chance to be a part of the action and allowed to build that bridge to the future generation of Eagles fans to come. One little beef that I have, though, Dave, is the fact that a lot of media reports are saying how there was a decline in the attendance at the open practice. Yes, the second practice last year did have 42,000 fans, but the first one a year ago had 16,000. As you said, Dave, almost 18,000 today. So a little discrepancy there. So
yeah,
I just want to put that out.
In a couple of weeks, it's Military Appreciation Day, which drew the big crowd of more than 40,000 fans last year. Of course, the Eagles have some business to get to before August 14th, including an August 11th preseason opener against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Hard to believe we're less than 2 weeks away from that. Let's talk a little football for the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, two players missing from practice on Sunday. Still, Brandon Brooks, offensive guard, remains out, along with running back Ryan Matthews, both expected back in the lineup on the field within the next week. So we welcome them back. And prior to practice, head coach Doug Peterson talked a little bit about the offensive structure, particularly the tight end position. The Eagles think they're deep and talented there, and they should get a lot of work. And we're talking about Zach Ertz and Brent Celek, Trey Burton, and maybe Chris Pantel. Could the Eagles keep four tight ends? Peterson talks about that position right here.
Yeah, Zach, you know, he's a great tight end, number one, a great team player, a good leader on the football team. He's really sort of coming into his own now. He had a good spring, and I love all of our tight ends, but in his case, he can definitely create some opportunities for us. The one thing that I would say with Zach is, and really with any tight end, is just the physicality of blocking and being on the line of scrimmage. With Brent Celek sort of taking that lead, you know, he's one that's going to have to be that second guy for us, you know, as we go throughout training camp and the regular season. Chris is a versatile tight end for me. We can also put him in the backfield and use him as a fullback position. And he also has some value on teams, as do all the really the three tight ends. You know, Celek, maybe not as much, but the other three, have some core value there on special teams, Chris being one of them. So definitely would like to see four potentially up.
So what to make of this Eagles offense? Well, we're a week into training camp, and you kind of look at the scheme and you look at the personnel and you see that the Eagles are going to have a much more expansive offense from a scheme standpoint. Do they have the power, the personnel, to get the ball down the field? I believe, Chris, that they're going to win games and score points with matchups, with personnel groupings, and with getting the football into the hands of their tight ends. And I think in a big way, Zach Ertz is going to bust out in his third NFL season. Because I just think that he is the kind of tight end that you move around the formation, and he becomes really a wide receiver dressed as a tight end.
Certainly. You look at the end of last season. He had the 450 yards in those final four games, and you're hoping, can he carry that over to the start of this season? The other thing I'm looking for from Zach Ertz is, can he be a force down in the red zone? I asked Doug Peterson today that he hasn't had a ton of production in his first few NFL seasons inside the 20-yard line. What can be done differently? And Peterson said that it's on them as the coaches to scheme him open so that he can use that athleticism, that basketball-type ability to box out would-be defenders, whether it's linebackers or defensive backs, to score down there in the red zone. So they definitely see it as an area where they can expand his offense and help him and the entire offense grow in 2016.
So what I'm learning here when I talk to coaches is that they look at Chip Kelly's offense, it was a scheme-based offense, and it didn't really rely on matchups. Here, Frank Reich, Doug Peterson, they're going to look at the field. They're going to work really hard in the game plan sessions prior to each week's game and find the best matchups that they can exploit. And that's how the Eagles are going to score points. Keep the turnovers down, efficiency in the red zone, minimize the penalties, and just put the ball in the right hands at the right time. And Zach Ertz should be a huge weapon for this Eagles team.
It's interesting also seeing how involved Trey Burton has been in these early training camp practices, doing a great job of catching the football whenever it's thrown in his direction. You've seen a number of three tight end sets, and that's something else from the Chip Kelly era that I thought we would see more of, those multiple tight end sets where we would get Celek and Ertz on the field at the same time. And Dave, you talk about matchups. It seems like the Eagles love what the Eagles can do with the tight end position of how deep it is. So expect to see Burton out there on the field more. I know he's just sort of scratching the surface as an offensive player. Not a lot of snaps. He's been primarily a special team's weapon his first couple of seasons, but it looks like that he's going to be a much bigger part of the offense here in 2016.
Well, we shall see. We've got a lot to talk about with this Eagles offense as we careen through the month of August. Of course, that starts tomorrow. We've got a lot to get to here on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Next up, we've got an Eagle in focus. He's one of the quarterbacks. He's a newcomer to Philadelphia. We're talking about backup quarterback Chase Daniel.
I got tickets, Metro tickets.
You need a Metro ticket. Talk to me, please.
How do I even know these are real tickets?
You just touch it.
How do I know they're legit?
Is this leather legit? I mean, how do we really know? It looks good, right?
Is the Metro paying you to do this?
No, I'm paying myself. I got to make
that
profit.
That makes more sense.
Does the baby need a Metro ticket? I'll give her one on me. These tickets, they're not stealing your soul. You can look at them. Man, nobody wants to buy tickets from a guy on the street. I don't understand.
I enjoy gardening. I like to plant seeds and watch what grows. Several years ago, I fell, so I went to my local orthopedic doctor who performed a knee replacement. After a year of a lot of pain, I decided I needed a second opinion, so I went to Rothman at Jefferson. As soon as the doctor operated on me, I could tell right away that things were totally different. Now I can garden again, I can kneel, and I'm just very, very grateful for Rothman at Jefferson Hospital.
Welcome back to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Dave Spadaro along with Chris McPherson. Time now to take a look at one of the Eagles' quarterbacks. They feel really good about this situation here with Sam Bradford, the starter, Chase Daniel, the backup, Carson Wentz, the future. Well, let's go into the middle. Let's talk about Chase Daniel, who played in Kansas City sparingly, but the Eagles felt like they had to have him in free agency, a three-year deal reportedly worth $21 million to be the backup here. He's our Eagle in Focus with Abby Atwater.
Thanks, guys. Chase Daniel joins us after spending the last three seasons as backup quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs, where he played under current Eagles head coach Doug Peterson. Daniel explains why Philadelphia was the perfect fit for him.
Well, I signed to help the Philadelphia Eagles win a Super Bowl. I mean, that is first and foremost the goal. I think that Howie, that Mr. Lurie, that Doug have laid out, and that's been the ultimate goal the entire time. Now there's steps you have to take to obtain that goal, and that was one of the reasons I signed here, to help the Philadelphia Eagles win football games. There were offers on the table, but at the end of the day, like I said, I felt that this organization, along with the leadership that was here, provided me the best opportunity to play some football.
Peterson says Daniel is very comfortable in the offense and will be a key in helping the other quarterbacks learn the system. He also expresses his faith in Daniel as a strong backup.
Having a guy like Chase Daniel, who's very familiar with the system that I'm bringing, having an opportunity to compete, having an opportunity to be a solid, number two, very fortunate. Just like we had in Kansas City, I don't like to keep going back to that, but with an Alex Smith and a Chase Daniel, what a great tandem we had. Every confident level, whatever you call it, with the opportunity that we had there, if something were to happen to the starter, that Chase could go in and do the job for us. And I felt that way going forward.
Daniel took a leadership role as a backup in Kansas City and plans to continue doing so in Philadelphia.
You have to show how hard you work to your teammates. That's the number one thing to me, is how my teammates perceive me, and that they know that I'm a hard worker, that I'm a great leader, and I promise you I'm going to lead you to the right places. I've been here, I've done it, and along with that, with Doug and with my flavor, I feel like there's a really good mix here. It's not every day that you get to play in an offense under Doug Peterson, Coach Frank, and Coach John Flip that have all played in the NFL, that have all called plays in the NFL. So that QB pedigree really excited me about what's going on here in Philadelphia.
Daniel will see his first live action at Lincoln Financial Field on August 11th against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm Abby Atwater. Back to you guys in the studio.
Thanks so much, Abby. When we return to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity, we go back in time. Prior to Sunday's practice, there was a spotlight forum with Vince Papale, Harold Carmichael. They were long shots back in the 1970s to make this football team. They made it and more. Their story next here on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity.
Hi, I'm Bo Allen from the Philadelphia Eagles. And this is the Allen from Bob's Discount Furniture.
We named it after Bo.
Thanks, Bob. You're the man.
It packs some serious power. Power recline, power headrest, and USB ports. Get the sofa or console love seat in dark chocolate or light brown, an untouchable value at only $7.99 each.
I don't know how you do it, Bob, but man, do I respect it. You know how players show respect after big games?
Nope.
We swap jerseys.
I got tickets, Metro tickets.
You need a Metro ticket. Talk to me, please.
How do I even know these are real tickets?
You just touch it.
How do I know they're legit?
Is this leather legit? I mean, how do we really know? It looks good, right?
Is the Metro paying you to do this?
No, I'm paying myself. I got to make profit.
That makes more sense.
Does the baby need a Metro ticket? I'll give her one on me. These tickets, they're not stealing your soul. You can look at them. Man, nobody wants to buy tickets from a guy on the street. I don't understand.
We're back. It's Dave and Chris here on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. And, you know, before the practice began on Sunday, I was able to host a spotlight forum at the Touchdown Club at Lincoln Financial Field. We had a sold-out crowd, lots of fans there. Great time with Harold Carmichael, with Vince Papale. The theme was long shots and how they made it in the NFL back in the 1970s. And during the panel conversation, Papale talked about his moniker. He was the Who's Nuts guy. Had the T-shirt, Who's Nuts.
Who's Nuts guy.
He talks about the origin of that saying.
One thing I know you people up there, and I get asked this question all the time. There's that one highlight I can't see, and when you see that Who's Nuts, we're pulling the shirt up, and a lot of people ask me, what's the Who's Nuts all about? Now, see, Harold was always the guy out there. He was getting the touchdowns and doing the greatest windmill spike in the world. You have to tell him how he came up with that one, H. But on the big windmill spike, the Who's Nuts thing, we had this great coach, Kenny Iman, God bless his soul, that was a coach with the Eagles back then. He played, I don't know how many, 18, 19 years in the NFL, mostly with the Cardinals. And he was our special teams coach. And he came up with this award called the Who's Nuts Award. And it was a game ball that was given to us special teamers. Because one thing that you had to understand, you know, Harold knew implicitly with Dick Vermeil exactly what his role was. My role was not to catch passes. My role was to make sure that I got this guy ready and also guys like Herman Edwards ready because I played mostly in the scout offense. My role was to knock guys silly on special teams. And we would have this T-shirt that would be given out if you won a game called the Who's Nuts Award. And it was a really big thing, and that's what Who's Nuts is. So a lot of times with my buddies, they go, yo, Vinny, what's happening, man? Who's Nuts, baby? That's what the Who's Nuts is.
So there you go, in case you were wondering. By the way, we have another spotlight forum prior to the August 14th practice at Lincoln Financial Field. The time is 5:30. The theme is defense. William Thomas, Darwin Walker on the panel talking about the defense, the way they played it under Andy Reid, and the way this Eagles defense should play it under Jim Schwartz. If you'd like tickets, there are still a few remaining. The information is available on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
It's interesting watching the clip of Papale there. It's 40 years ago since he made the team. It's an amazing story, which was turned into a Hollywood movie by Disney.
That's right. How long ago was that?
Is it 10?
10 years ago, Chris.
Already 10 years ago.
Amazing, isn't it?
So who played him in the movie? It was...
Well, let's see. It wasn't Burt Reynolds. That was Longest Yard. I'm going to say Mark Wahlberg.
I was almost going Adam Sandler there for a second there. Mark Wahlberg, it's interesting because you see how big Papale is, and he's... football player size, 6'2". I met Mark Wahlberg at the red carpet in Philadelphia for that premiere 10 years ago, and he may be listed at 5'8", but I think that's stretching it just a little bit.
But you know, when he stands on his wallet, he's like 6 feet 10 inches tall, right? That's the difference.
Much different, they would say, at very least. So enough of what happened on the field today. Let's take a look ahead to what we have for you coming up tomorrow, our Eagle in Focus with Chase Daniel. That will be available on demand. And speaking of the quarterbacks, how about the offensive coordinator, Frank Reich? He will address the media following Monday's practice. It is a late 10-10-10 session. Practice begins tomorrow at 9.05 a.m. So once practice is over, you can watch Reich's press conference online or on the Eagles app. That little spotlight forum short you saw just there with Papa and Carmichael, that will also be available on demand. And as Dave said, tickets are still available for the one that's coming up on August 14th. And last but not least, the debut of one of our best features here that we do through our Eagles network, The Journey. And you're going to want to see it. It's the story of the rookies and the journey of the first-round pick, Carson Wentz, and late-round selection, Blake Countess. So two players, two different stories, all coming together in The Journey.
Yeah, and really must-watch stuff because training camp, the first time you go through it, it's a total blur, and it is really, really tough on these young players. So there you go. That's tomorrow. For today, we thank you for joining us here on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. For Chris McPherson, I'm Dave Spadaro. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.